Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1436. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doyf Ben Rabaran Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Ram Moshe and Lerufu Shalemi Yeshaya Yaakov Ben Razel. Okay, so we are in the middle of the halachas of Hachana. We sort of coming to the end. Some more categories to cover still. We want to talk about the Talis a little bit. Now, the interesting question brings down the Sefer Nishmas Shabbos. Somebody has a sitter, let's say, right? I don't want to get in right now with the talis taking it home. Okay, somebody's wearing it, they're wearing it. But the question is, somebody has a sitter or a chumash or whatever the case is. And they take it to shul. There's an erev, that's not the issue. So the question is, they want to bring it home. Let's say shacharis or let's say mincha. Whatever the case might be. So they want to take it home. But they want to take it home strictly. There's a few ways of looking at it. Number one, if I leave it in shul, right? So we'll say, just leave it in shul. Leave it on the table. After Shabbos, come back. I'll come back to shul and I'll come and get it. I just want to save time. Like this, I won't have to come back after Shabbos. After Shabbos, I have other things to do. So I'll take it home now. Okay, so that's not a problem. So, but let's say, case in time, again, we have an erev, that's not a question, but if I leave it in shul, it could get lost, right? It could get stolen, possibly lost. The kids running around, they might move it to other places. I'm just not going to find my sitter, I'm not going to find my chumash, or whatever the case is. Okay. So then there's a big heter to, there's a big tzad to say that take it home because you're doing it for now. You're doing it to protect the sitter. You're doing it to protect the chumash. You're also going to be saving time tonight. You don't have to come back, but lamaisa, you're doing it for now so that it doesn't get lost. Now, so brings down the sefer Nishma Shabbos. It's on page Tov Kuf Chav Beis. In our Simen Shin Chav Gimel and in his Simen Shin Sadik Zayin. So he says like this. He says, if there's a place in the shul, you're afraid someone could steal it, or one of the kids are going to move it around, or whatever, you're just going to lose it. So try and hide it in a base of midrash. Sometimes people have a locker. Put it over there. Who says you have to carry it home? Put it in the locker. Or put it in a place where nobody will find. But there is no place. I mean, there's no real place to hide this sefer, to hide the sitter, to hide the chumash, or whatever it is that you brought to shul. So then he brings down it would be allowed. One would be allowed to bring it home. And now the best thing to do in this case, in these cases in general, even if somebody wants to bring it home, just like this. When you go home, you learn from it a little. You know, so I once heard, if I remember correctly, Rabbi Cheskel Roth, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, also mentioned the same concept in Yom Tov, whatever the case is, but the klal is the same. You know, people were talking about a sitter, bring home a sitter, bring home the chumash, I took it to shul, bring it home from shul, or the magzer, I have my magzer, can I bring home my magzer? I don't need it. I have 20, you know, but I have 5 different magzerim from, let's say Rosh Hashanah, for example. 5 different machzorim. I don't need this one, but Davka, I could use anything. So he said, his words were, I'll never forget, Lena Yiddishavart, Lena Yiddishavart. In other words, learn a little from it. Whatever the case is, there's various different things in there. There's sometimes you have Mishnayis in the machzorim, you have Mishnayis Rosh Hashanah, other things, whatever the case is, there's always things that you could daven from that magzer, things that you could learn from that magzer, whatever the case is. A lot of times in the back, they have the magzer and they have halachas. Take it, bring it home and use it, and that's it. Like this, on Shabbos, we're talking about on Shabbos, or on Yom Tov, whatever the case is. Again, in case in time where there's an Erev on Shabbos, if not Yom Tov, you take it home and you use it, and that's all. I have others, so you use that one, that's all. Or you're going home and make Kiddush, whatever the case might be. So, but be it as it may, bottom line is, if you take it and you take to use it, so then, in general, we say that's fine. A person doesn't have to bedafku start looking for other machzorim. You have it in your hand, you're going to use it. But let's say that's not the case. I'm not using it. I'm not reading from it. I'm nothing. So if it's taka situation whereby one's afraid it's going to get stolen, it could get lost, could get damaged, or whatever the case might be, leaving it over in the shul. So then there is room to say that to take it home. But just down like this, I have my machzer, I have my sitter, I have my chumash, whatever the case is. He brings down so he says, "Avukasha ein chashash geneva." There's no chashash. Elisha writes, "La chazirei achshav." I want to take it home now. The base, it's going to be easier. He says, like this, I don't have to be go through the hole. If you want to say pachkerei, coming back after Shabbos, picking it up or whatever the case is, save time now. So that you can do that. You can do. Okay, so he says another interesting thing. Those some people go Shabbos morning to the mikveh. So in a case like that, again, a case in time where there's an erev, not a question of carrying. And so he brings down at the end over there also the same type of a thing. Somebody has their towel, so they take it home with them, right? They finish, they go to the mikveh, they come out, they want to take it home with them. So, okay, so you're going to leave it over, get lost, whatever the case is. But he brings down, interesting thing, you get home, so use it at home a little bit, like this, whatever the case is. It's not, you don't run into any questions of hachana, preparing for the week. You bring home the towel. We're talking about a towel when the person goes to the mikveh. So you at home, he says, use it a little bit, dry your hands. Use it when you get home. Like this, there's no issues at all of mechin me Shabbos l'chol. You're preparing from Shabbos to the week, so that's an important thing. Okay, over there it could be more of a tzad to be mekel. Also, a person leaves, it's going to get lost. It'll be stolen, of course. And these type of things, could get very easily lost in a mikveh and so on. But there's you bring it home and you use it, and that's it. Like this, you get out of all questions. The same thing, like we said, with the machzor, the chumash, or whatever the case is, you bring it home, you use a little bit. Like this, you have no suffix at all with all these issues of hachana. We spoke about last time the opposite way also. Somebody brings a machzor to shul, you bring a sitter to shul, or whatever, these type of things. And let's say for whatever reason, it's for after Shabbos, it's tonight it's Yom Tov, this and that. So again, the same thing, you bring it to shul and you use it, as long as like Rabbi Yecheskel Roth, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, said, Malenta Yiddish Shavart, you read a little bit from it and you're good. Okay, thank you for listening. Atzlochem Brocha Kol Tov.